Today's text is Galatians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. I'll read the passage. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, just to recap quickly the context of the book of Galatians, if you know, this was a majority Gentile believers in Galatians, and there were Jews who were trying to tell the Gentiles that in order to be saved, in order to be justified, they need to be circumcised, they need to follow the law of Moses, they have to keep the law of Moses. We find that in Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. This is actually the context of the whole of Galatians in this just one verse right here. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. So Paul is going to give different arguments in this epistle to prove this point. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, Paul is saying, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So he has already given his own example in first chapter, that how he came to Christ, and how he who once destroyed faith was preaching faith, and his life was changed, and he understood the promises that were given to the fathers. And he started living by faith. And then he also goes on to give the example of Galatians, their own example. Like he's saying that your first experience that you had when you received the Holy Spirit and the miracles that you saw, that was not by the works of the law. That was by hearing of faith. You know. Now, one thing is important to understand, what is justification? Because we see this word appearing a lot in the book of Galatians. The word justification basically means to be not chargeable. It means not to be chargeable in the sight of God. It means to receive God's approval for the reward. To receive the blessing that was given, the blessing of Abraham. In other words, it is to be counted righteousness, to be counted righteous, to be justified, to receive a reward. So justification is a very serious issue. It's a very serious issue because our destiny depends upon it. Because what method I choose to be justified is very, very crucial. Because our destination depends on it. You know, we need to use God's method of justification, not our method of justification. You know, today there are many Christians who want to be blessed by God, but they want to use their own ways. They want to use their own methods, you know. And that's not how they are going to be receiving the reward or being blessed by God. So justification is just happens one time, or does it happen every time? Yeah, I think both is true, because it happens one time and then it happens repeatedly throughout our lifestyle. It happens when the one time when we are baptized, that's when we are justified, when we are washed, and we are justified from our all past sins. And God, and that is baptism, is an act of faith. And when we do get baptized, we come in Christ, and we are now in line to be or called children of Abraham, or seed of Abraham. So that is an act of faith, and that's the point that my faith life starts. And God declares me, imputes righteousness, because I acted upon the faith what I heard. And then it also happens repeatedly, because there are times that we will sin. You know, after all our past sins are gone away and we start a fresh, a new life in Christ, we start walking up in newness of life, there are sins that come in our lives. And we need to be forgiven. And that's why we have a high priest who forgives us, and we confess by faith, and we are justified. And then we are again justified. And then we are again justified. And so this is the whole process keeps going on and on till we die or till Christ comes. So at the end, we want to be justified and we want to receive the result of justification, which we find in Romans 8:30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. To be glorified is to be glorified in the coming kingdom, to reign with Jesus Christ, to be heirs of the world to come. That's what it means. To be not justified means to be unrighteous, right? And in Matthew 13:43, Jesus said, "Then shall the righteous," meaning those who are justified, "will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." So, justification is very important, and how, what method we are using, whether we are going to be by the works of the law or by faith. And according to Paul, according to the scriptures and fathers and the gospel, it is only by one method. And that is by faith. And you know, this method is not a New Testament method when Jesus came. He gave this thing, okay, you know, now it's going to be by faith. It was always there. It was always there. It was just didn't pop up in New Testament after Christ. It was always there. We see that. And that's the point Paul is trying to bring in this verse, is saying that it's not a new concept. It's old thing, you know. So let's go here. So here's the Judaizers were trying to do. They were trying to put a yoke of bondage upon the Gentile believers. In Galatians 6:12, it tells us what their intention was. As many as desire to make their fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. So this is what they wanted to do. They wanted them to keep the law of Moses, to keep the charge of Moses, and that they would boast in that. Basically, you know, they had the pride because they were Jews, and all the promises were given to Jews. They had the pride. And in order for you to have that blessing, you have to become a Jew. And the way you would become a Jew is circumcision. That's what they were saying. Again, in Acts 15:1, they were teaching that except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. You cannot be justified. You cannot receive the blessings. That's what they were preaching. And Paul calls this another gospel. So now to encounter that, he comes with an argument showing Galatians, your life is changed. You receive the Spirit. And it was by hearing of faith. And now, are you so foolish that you started by faith your life, and now you're going to be justified by the works of the law? And the answer is, doesn't make sense, he's saying. Then in Galatians 3, 6, 7, he says, he goes on to give another example of Abraham, of a man who was justified by God, and that is in history, and that was Abraham. So he's saying, look at Abraham. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So what is he saying? He's saying that just as, look at Abraham's example, how was he justified? How was he justified before the law was given to Moses? Or let's go even further, before even he was circumcised. How was he justified? You're making circumcision such a big issue. When was Abraham justified? He was justified, and he's quoting chapter 15 of Genesis. And he actually got circumcised in chapter 17. Okay. So he's saying, way before that, I mean, he got justified. So what was that justified him? It was his faith, it's saying. So again, just like he was justified by faith, today you Gentiles, you Galatians, are justified same way. That is by faith. It's not a new thing. You know, now you don't have to change around and come and start doing the works of the law. And this is not a brand new concept. It emerges from the scripture. It emerges from the Old Testament. So Abraham actually, I can imagine, like in the Jews, like Abraham is like a great figure of faith and of example in and Jews regarded him as the father of faith. So when Paul is saying that, you know, he is really hitting on the argument, and he's saying that, you know, Abraham, look at him, he was not even circumcised, and he was justified by faith. So Abraham's faith was in the promises of God, and because of that, it was accounted him for righteousness. Now in Galatians 3:8, which is our text, Paul is saying, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen. The word heathen actually is the Greek word which is Gentiles. Through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham. And then he quotes from Genesis chapter 12, verses 3. In thee shall all nations be blessed. The word would justify is present active, meaning it is now and at all times. It is timeless. Justification is timely. It was always there, and it's now also, he's saying. And foreseeing actually is basically saying that it is contained in the scripture. God saw that it was not an afterthought. God already planned and saw that he is going to justify Gentiles. And he preached to Abraham about that. He gave revelation to Abraham that this is what he is going to do. And he is going to also justify them by faith. So, this phrase, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, indicates that the faith element was God's method of justification, which is timeless. Meaning that even 2000 years earlier, when Abraham had no Bible, and he only had God's promises, he was accepted on that basis of his faith in God's revelation. So it is not something new to the first century. You know, that's the point. And we have today, like, people really, I don't know how, they don't read the Bible, they don't see the continuity, the connection, and they make everything new and different in the New Testament. So everything is changed. Now there is another gospel, there is another faith, there is another, you know, everything is different now. But there was nothing like that. It was same. There are a few things that changed, you know, after Christ. So one thing to understand, this verse 8 is actually, I would say, it's a foundational passage. Really, it's a foundational passage. Because there are people who say that Paul preached a different gospel than what Jesus preached, you know. But Paul here is actually saying that he is preaching the same thing that God himself preached to Abraham 2000 years ago. That's what he's saying. He's saying here. And look how he says, and the scripture foreseeing. So he here is using scripture as a personification, as if like scripture is a person. You know, the scripture foreseeing that God would justify. And here he basically, when he uses that the scripture foresaw, he's talking about that God himself preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham. And I think before he's saying that, before even Abraham was circumcised, he preached the gospel to Abraham, saying that in thee, Abraham, in thee, in you, shall all nations be blessed. So before Jesus Christ, the Messiah, had come, before he died on the cross, this good news was preached to Abraham. Now this is a couple of things it tells me. Firstly, it tells me that the gospel is grounded in the Old Testament. It is grounded in the Old Testament. So the message of the kingdom, the message of inheritance, heirship, and all those words that we see in the New Testament, they had their beginnings, they are starting in or with Abraham in the Old Testament. Second thing it tells me that God, that the gospel that God preached to Abraham, set forth that the justification will be of a group of people called Gentiles. So God preached to him in the gospel that he is going to save Gentiles also through faith in the Son, in the seed, that is going to come from the line of Abraham, that is Christ. And the third thing, this gospel also gives us what method is involved in justification, and that is by faith. Faith. And fourthly, it tells me that it has to do with receiving a blessing, which is future. You know, Abraham did not receive the blessing. It is yet future. So, the thing that we understand is that God does not have two plans of salvation. One for Jews and one for Gentiles. That's what he's saying. It's not a different plan for two different groups. Plan is same, you know. Let's read where the passage that Paul quotes in Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. And did Abraham have a great nation? He did. Israel came. The Jewish nation was from Abraham. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. That's interesting. You shall be a blessing. In that he would be an example of faith to the Jews and Gentile. You know, think about this. Why didn't Jesus come before Abraham and just died on the cross and everything was over? Why he had to wait so long and come, you know, to just 2,000 years ago? God chose Abraham to demonstrate how God would justify a man who lives by faith. So Abraham had something to look into the future and walk by faith. So now Abraham would be an example to those who would believe. That would be whether he's Jew or a Gentile. And that is us. You know? I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So he tells that the scripture foretold that God would one day bring Gentiles into Abraham's line. He preached that to Abraham, that God is one day going to bring Gentiles into Abraham's line. And the way that is going to happen is through that one seed. Now this phrase, in you all the families, is repeated many times in the Bible, especially in the account of Abraham's life, in chapter 13, chapter 15, 17, 22, 26. Chapter 26, he's talked to Isaac also. So he repeats, and he is saying that he is going to bring Gentiles in the line of Abraham, and the way it's going to be, not by physical lineage of Abraham, but it's going to be through faith. So you can become a child of Abraham. You can come into Abraham's family by not being a Jew, but by faith, by living by faith, by faith, and not from physical lineage. Just as the first century Jews, they understood two nations, the Jewish nation and the Gentile nation. So now someone who is Abraham's child or son of Abraham is not from a physical descent, but the true Israelite is one who exercises faith. How? just like Abraham exercised faith. He's an example. Look at verse, I think I don't have in your notes. It's Galatians 3:16. How is, when God says that in thee all the nations should be blessed, how will Abraham bless all the nations? It's not possible. How can Abraham bless everybody? He died. He was buried. But here, Galatians 3:16 tells us exactly, and Paul is so particular and precise that he also gets into the grammar to make sure that nothing is missing here. He's saying, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, plural, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, that is singular, and which is what he explains, which is Christ. And verse 29, it says, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So, Gentiles can become Abraham's seed by being in Christ today. Now, something else. Now, if you see the next verse, Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, it says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So it's not just enough to be in Abraham's seed. You have to be faithful like Abraham was faithful. You have to follow his example. When it says that you shall be a blessing, it means that to all who will hear and read the scriptures and see Abraham's life, they would be encouraged to live by his example and by faith. Now, here's a good correlation in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. It says in verse 6, it says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And when in verse 9 it says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So he's saying that, almost saying the same thing, but in a different way. What he's saying is that you can, by faith, become a child of Abraham, and you can receive a blessing by being faithful like Abraham. Meaning you know, Abraham was faithful. To be of faith or be like faithful Abraham means that you have a characteristic of being faithful or living by faith all the time. You're living by faith. It's not like you started faith and then you go back and then, no, it's your whole lifestyle is a life of faith. You're holding on to the promises of God, just like Abraham did. So he's saying, you want to be blessed, you have to be faithful till the end. And faith was the essential or leading character of Abraham. Look in Romans 4:9. It says, cometh this blessedness, and the context is here is being justified, then upon the circumcision only? Meaning, does it come to only Jews? Or upon uncircumcision also, that is Gentiles also? Yes. For we say that faith was reckoned or accounted to Abraham for righteousness. And he's asking a question, how was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Was he justified when he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Of course, when he was not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised. Why? That he might be the father of all them. That is the circumcised, and that is Jew and a Gentile. And father means here that he would be an example of faith. That believe, and this word believe is present tense. That live by faith, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them. So Abraham was known as the father of the faithful. In verse 12 in Romans 4, it says, "And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." So here he's saying that he is an example of what it means to be justified by God. Because he walked by faith, and he's become an example of what it means to be a person of faith. So if we want to remember that in John 8, what Jesus said, when the Pharisees said that we are Abraham's children, and Jesus answered and said, they said, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." And then he, in 44, he's saying, "You are your father, the devil." So they were doing the works of the devil, not of the works of Abraham, because they were not living by faith. So,
of the nature, right?
Sorry?
Not because of the nature.
Not because of the yes. So we got to understand what quality of faith Abraham had. Because if we understand that quality of faith that Abraham had, we can imitate the same, and we can be justified, and righteousness would be imputed upon them. Because Romans, in this, he goes on to tell the reason that Abraham's example is there, so that it was not, and it's written in the scripts, not because for Abraham, for him to read, but actually it's for us to read and understand that we can be justified also in the same way. Let's read Romans 4, 17. I want to read verse 16 actually. It's not in the notes. "Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead." So Abraham believed in the resurrection, and calleth those things which be not as though they are. Now here's the quality of Abraham's faith, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. So he would become the example of the Jews and Gentiles by living by faith, this kind of faith. So it summarized Abraham's lifestyle of faith in these passages. Not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise. That's an important thing. He did not waver. You know, there were moments that he tried to do different things, but you know what? He never let go of the promise. He never once let go of the promise through unbelief, and was strong in faith. And the word strong is he was empowered, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, verse 22. "And therefore," why therefore? "Through this kind of faith of Abraham, it was counted to him for righteousness." He's saying. So, you got to have this kind of faith. Abraham's kind of faith you have to have. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to 13, talks about what was the quality of Abraham. God told him, "Get out of thy country." You know what he did? "Wait, God, let me just analyze everything first." No. He immediately said, "Okay, I'm going." Then God said, "Sacrifice your son." He did not delay. "Okay, Lord, I'm doing." And he began, it was not just one time he had faith. His whole life, he lived by faith. Although he was not a perfect man, but you know, God did not see that. God saw that he finished and lived his whole life in faith. That's what God saw. God saw that he was stuck to the promise. He clinged to the promise. Gave him justification. God said, you would inherit the world to come. Romans 4:23. Now, Paul is saying, now, it was not written for his sake alone. It was not written only for Abraham's sake, that it was imputed to him, but for us also. And this would be Jews and Gentiles, to whom it shall be imputed. But here's the condition. If we believe, and that is present tense, if we continue to live by faith. You know, Abraham, when got out of the country and then he lived in tent, and he did not say one day, oh, my tent has become old and it's, you know, I need to go back. I'll go back to the Ur of Chaldees where I was when I had everything. I'm going back. No, he did not do that. He remained there and he stayed there, and so much so that he was buried there. And his wife also was buried there. So he really believed the promise, and he knew that God will perform it. And that gave him power. So if we believe on him, that is God the Father, that raised up Jesus our Lord from dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, therefore, being justified by faith, and this is present tense, it's a continual process, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, that is Jesus Christ, our high priest, also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, or we are justified or approved, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So in closing, Abraham's, what did it say? That if those who are of faith will be blessed with faithful Abraham. Faithful Abraham is going to sit in the kingdom. And he is going to rule. And if we want to be with him, then we have to follow his example of faith. That's what he's saying. The blessing, what it means to be blessed with Abraham. Well, in Romans 4:4-5, it says, now to that worketh the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of death. But to him that worketh not, but believeth, present tense again, on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So he's talking about reward here. Blessed, to be blessed is to be with faithful Abraham, is to be rewarded as Abraham will be rewarded. You know, did Abraham receive the promises? No. It says that he did not even receive a foot of inheritance in his lifetime. All these died in faith, it says. Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, they all died in faith. They did not receive the inheritance. They did not receive the blessing. But they are going to receive the blessing. And we are going to receive blessing in the age to come with Abraham. So the blessing of Abraham is to inherit the land. To be the heir of the world to come. So what is the conclusion Paul is saying here in all this? He's saying that, therefore we conclude in Romans 3:28, that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? No. What did God preach to Abraham? That he is the God of Gentiles also. Yes, of Gentiles also, seeing it is one God. Same God, it's one God. Which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Now, by faith and through faith is not two different things. I've seen people also making two different things. By faith and through faith. It's the same thing. You can say by faith, or they're also by faith, through faith. It's the same thing. So, what is the application for us? Continue in the faith. We have to continue in the faith. No matter what comes in our lives, we have to hold on to that faith. Because that faith will give you the blessing of Abraham, which is the reward. Colossians 1:22, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. This is justification. If ye, here's the condition, if you continue in the faith, grounded, that is fixed foundation, and settled, means no moving, steadfast, settled, and be not moved away. These Galatians were being moved away by the false teachers. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. So, we have to continue in the faith, die in faith, and we will be blessed with faithful Abraham. In Romans 1:16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, gospel of Christ is not different from the gospel that God preached to Abraham. It's the same thing. For it is the power of God unto, the word unto you can translate as leading to salvation. So Paul is saying here that to everyone that believeth. So if you have faith, it will give you power and it will lead you to salvation. You will be saved. So you don't require circumcision and keeping the law of Moses. What you require, the one and only one thing, is a strong faith. A continual faith. Trusting God. To the Jews first, and also to the Greek. And I end here.